Hello?
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Adrian Estrada?
To see.
Thank you very much. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off the wrong track?
To be honest, I haven't been paying attention to that lately. It's just been going through a whole bunch of different stuff this year, so I haven't put much thought into it.
But generally speaking, where would you lean, more in the right direction or on the wrong track?
Like I said, I have no idea. I don't know if it's going good or bad.
That's fine then. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Laveen area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Laveen. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Laveen area is again?
No, that sounds about right.
Thank you. Now, just to make sure that we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
1993.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Everyone in my household.
Thank you very much. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Laveen? Is it poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
I think it's really good.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say would improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, 5 means that it would do a lot to improve the quality of life, and you can use any number from 1 to 5, and the higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Laveen. The first one is more good paying jobs.
Oh, 5. That'd help any neighborhood, I guess.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to buy or rent?
I like a 5 as well. It's expensive here.
More parks and recreational opportunities?
I'd say 4, 3, 4.
Which one? If you had to choose.
Oh, for the parks?
Yes. 3 or 4?
I'll say 4. Any addition is always welcomed, I guess.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is better public transportation options.
Three. I think we're pretty good so far.
The next one is more shops and retail stores or commercial spaces for businesses.
I would say 3.
Better street and road maintenance.
3.
And more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you very much. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Laveen?
I would say there's like 1. There's like not many.
So between about the right amount and too few?
Oh, sorry. Too few.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that are people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in Laveen?
What was the option again? Too high?
Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I think there's about the right amount.
Thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Laveen. Would you like to see more restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues in Laveen?
Yes.
And is that a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Laveen?
In my area, we've got pretty good amounts. Mm-hmm. I would say no.
Would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals in Laveen?
No, because they just opened one near me.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in Laveen?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, sorry. Yes strongly.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Probably like shopping centers, outlets, stuff like that would be nice. For entertainment, probably like theaters and stuff like that.
And about shopping centers, what kind of shopping centers would that be?
Like a mall? Like for shopping centers, I would say like Nike, you know, stuff like that, Target.
Nike and Target. So that would be shopping centers, malls, that whole Nike, Target, outlets, and theaters?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, and switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent?
I think there's a good enough. I would say what were the options again?
Is housing availability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Not much of a problem.
Between a slight problem or not a problem at all?
Not a problem.
Thank you. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
It's a very big problem, but that's all of Arizona, I think.
Thank you. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes, similar to the last section, if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. Would you like to see more multifamily housing, like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Laveen?
No.
Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Laveen?
Yeah.
And would that be yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. And would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Laveen?
No.
Thank you very much. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years now, I think.
Oh, more than 20 years?
Hold on, let me just double check the math.
Okay.
There. Okay, a little more than 10 years.
Okay, thank you very much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I'm living with family, but my mom owns the home.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you, and with this, I think that we're almost done with the survey. I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. My dogs are barking.
Oh, okay, that's fine. The first proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose
empty
or
stores?
Favor? Yes.
Empty stores? Yeah, no, I'm for it.
So would that be a strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Somewhat favor.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No, I don't want more apartments here.
Would that be somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. The next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Condominiums are like the studio houses, right?
I guess so, yeah.
I'm somewhat into it, I guess.
Okay, somewhat favor?
Yeah, somewhat favor.
Thank you. And the next proposal is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oh, I'm strongly favor.
Thank you. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
Parking lots of new houses. It's not that many parking houses here, so I would say somewhat oppose or favor, somewhat favor.
Okay, somewhat favor. And yeah. The last one for this section is the last proposal for this section is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
I'm sorry, you cut off. Townhomes and what?
Townhomes, let me do it once again. Changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly favor.
Okay, thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you some questions just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, university.
Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Is it less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,001 to $75,000?
$20,000 to $50,000,
I make $35,000. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Adrian.
Thank you very much. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I thank you very much for your patience, and you've been very kind.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.